With the presidential election looming, hardly anyone is paying attention to Ron Paul anymore. The Texas congressman ran for the GOP nomination, but has not endorsed his party's nominee. In several places, including this battleground state of Iowa, many of Paul's supporters are still involved in politics, but not on behalf of Mitt Romney.
We the people of the United States.
It's not every day you run across a couple of grown men dressed as the founding fathers. But Liberty Fest isn't every day either. It's a cool fall evening in Hampton, a town of a few thousand residents in northern Iowa. And several dozen people, including lots of young families, have gathered near the town square for this event, billed as a celebration of the Constitution. Like most people here, Clayton Black supported Ron Paul for president in the Iowa caucuses.
We're spending way too much time thinking about who is going to be our next president when we should be concentrating on who is going to be our next mayor or councilman or supervisor.
Black is in his early 60s and runs a bakery in another small town. He came to Liberty Fest dressed as a Revolutionary War-era militiaman.
We get good people locally, and that's going to grow out.
People like Dave Edwards, who's running for the Iowa State Senate from Des Moines, on a platform focused primarily on lower taxes. Edwards says he feels out of place in both parties, although he's running as a Republican.
I'm fed up. I don't think either party is really representing the people. I'm concerned about my future and my children's future and your children's future. So I got off the porch and jumped in the race.
The 49-year-old homeschooling father of seven describes himself as a union laborer for the Des Moines Public Schools. That union has endorsed the Democratic incumbent, Dick Dearden. Much of Edwards' support comes from people in the Liberty Movement who, like him, have backed Ron Paul. Adil Khan is the 24-year-old interim executive director of the loosely organized Liberty Iowa PAC. He says the focus now is on issues that matter in their own backyards.
Red light cameras, you know, being able to have pushback against the federal government, getting, fluoridation out of water, there's a lot of local issues out there. And, you know, we want to be able to bring people to awareness that, you know, the state is where we want our government. It's where you can look out the back window and you can see exactly where your money's going. You can keep them in check.
Similar organizations have formed in Texas, Maine, and North and South Dakota. The groups and their candidates are almost entirely Republican, but their loyalty may not extend to the top of the ticket.
Presidential race.
That's Joe Corbin, a 32-year-old electrician and a Liberty candidate running as a Republican for the Iowa House. Corbin says he's not a fan of Obama or Romney.
I can't bring myself to vote for somebody who I don't agree with their principles. Someone whose biggest competition is themselves from 10 years ago.
So he's thinking about writing in Ron Paul, or maybe voting for Libertarian Gary Johnson. State Senate candidate Dave Edwards isn't crazy about his party's nominee either.
I mean, I see Mr. Romney step up to the microphone, and I wonder, how's he supposed to represent me? We're from completely different backgrounds. I'm a blue-collar worker. He's always come from wealth. So really, I don't relate to that at all and wonder how he's going to relate to me.
But party officials say they're not worried about the Liberty Movement, even though Paul's supporters overwhelmingly dominated Iowa's delegation to the National Convention this summer. Megan Stiles is a spokeswoman for the Iowa GOP. Like her boss, party chairman A.J. Spiker, she's also a former Ron Paul campaign staffer.
We're always looking for, new candidates in tough districts to run, and I think that, the movement, the Liberty Movement, so to speak, has been positive for the party.
But members of the Liberty Movement may find themselves unwelcome in the Republican Party if they hurt Mitt Romney's chances of winning the state and a close election. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.